Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to a brand new week. So glad you're out there. Thank you for tuning in. Episode 1710 of Side Hustle School 1710. Today, we're going to look at a listener question about becoming a financial advisor. Lately, I've been doing a bunch of research on personal finance rules. This is in preparation for a new book that I'll talk about at some point. But the rules of personal finance haven't been updated for decades. Is that because they are timeless, truly, or is a change overdue? So more on that at some point. But today, we saw in another story long ago how some people are intimidated by the stereotype they hold of a particular advisor, like a financial advisor. And some people just kind of have this image of what that person looks like, the kind of advice they give, how it might be applicable to some and not others, and so on, all of which creates an opportunity for other people to step in and serve different kinds of people. So today's listener, our caller, this Generation Z listener wants to become a financial advisor for her peers. How can she build her authority and platform? I actually have a couple ideas for her based on somebody that I have been really impressed with recently. I actually saw her on TikTok. I'll tell you about her in a second. Anyway, all that's coming up. Detailed question and my answer after this quick message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Lisa. And though I'm not a certified financial planner, I am good at helping people with money. And I'm thinking it could be a good side hustle. Everything seems focused on millennials these days, but Gen Z is coming up right behind. I want to address my coaching or advising specifically on this market. Their needs are different, and they definitely don't speak the same language as millennials or boomers. What's the best way to proceed? I appreciate any help you can give me, Chris.
Well, the first thought I had was TikTok is the way, and then you need a course to sell. So what I'll explain here, I'm going to use this example of the spreadsheet instructor known as Miss Excel. Miss Excel, like Microsoft Excel, that is her online name. I forget her actual name. But she has built this brand teaching people spreadsheet tips and tricks using TikTok and other social media. And then she sells a course. She actually has two different courses she sells. And the first one costs $297. I forget what the other one costs, probably more. She also sells them as a bundle, which is really smart. She is earning multiple six figures a year doing this. So people are watching her TikToks. Some of them want to learn more. They go to her website, which she is promoting, and they buy these courses. So she's doing so, so well. You know, you could follow a similar model for coaching, for the idea of being a you know, financial advisor for Gen Z. But I think just imagine how much more work it would be to do coaching, a service, as opposed to creating a product. So you're going to hit a rate limiting factor in your ability to serve people, whereas someone like Miss Excel can sell a dozen $300 courses every day. So just think about how much that is. And even if you don't end up doing that, well, you know, wouldn't it be cool to sell one $300 course every day, or even, you know, a few a week or whatever it is? Naturally, your path may not be exactly the same, but if we think of the broad question of how do I take these concepts, how do I want to help younger people with personal finance advice, well, you're going to need a platform and you're going to need something to sell. So that's what I would suggest, is look at people like Miss Excel and see what they're doing and ask yourself, how can I adapt this again in my own way? It's all about being relevant and being helpful. I think if you're focused on those two things, you can't go wrong. Be relevant, be helpful, and then, of course, don't forget to sell something. Good luck. And listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will feature them throughout the rest of the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. I'm so excited to see everything that you're doing out there. Let me know what's going on and how we can help. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.